This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Ruth Bader Ginsburg today became the first woman in American history to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol in commemoration of her extraordinary life. The 87-year-old Ginsburg, who spent 27 years on the U.S. Supreme Court bench, died a week ago. She'll be buried next week at Arlington National Cemetery. President Donald Trump, meanwhile, says he'll name his choice to succeed Ginsburg tomorrow. The latest on the coronavirus pandemic here in the United States, the number of COVID-19 cases is approaching 7 million, more than 20% of all the infections of the world. The American Midwest is a hotspot of growing concern, led by sharp spikes in South Dakota and North Dakota. Among the latest to test positive, the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, and his wife. Both say they have no symptoms. The U.S. death toll is close to 203,000. The figures come from a count being kept by Johns Hopkins University. It puts worldwide cases at 32.2 million, with about 984,000 lives lost. A World Health Organization official says the coronavirus death toll could double to 2 million before a successful vaccine is widely used, and could be even higher without concerted action to curb the pandemic. Mike Ryan, head of the WHO Emergencies Program, in a briefing today, said his assessment was based on the total number of deaths 9 months after the virus was discovered in China, as the fatality figure neared the grim milestone of 1 million. Brazil has suffered nearly 140,000 fatalities and 4.6 million infections. India ranks third in deaths, with more than 92,000 lives lost. Cases in India are nearing 6 million. Britain is faced with a new set of stark numbers, including yesterday's highest ever number of daily COVID-19 cases, more than 6,600. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has reimposed a number of pandemic restrictions in a bid to subdue a second wave of infections. This is VOA News. Israel is tightening its second national lockdown because of the surge in pandemic cases. The Israeli cabinet has voted to close all non-essential businesses, including open-air markets. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says COVID is pushing the nation to the edge of the abyss. Israel has seen its case numbers grow to more than 214,000, with 1,378 fatalities. In Russia, health authorities have issued a call for the elderly to stay at home and for employers to allow as many of their workers as possible to work remotely. More than 7,200 new COVID cases were reported in Russia today, the highest daily surge since July. In Moscow, there were 1,500 new infections, up from 700 2 weeks ago. Russia has lost almost 20,000 lives to COVID, cases total 1.2 million. Health authorities in China's eastern city of Qingdao have found coronavirus contamination on packages stored by a seafood importer after handlers tested positive for the virus but displayed no symptoms. China has intensified checks on frozen food imports and has blacklisted some foreign processing plants. Health officials say none of the affected men's close contacts tested positive for COVID. Turkish authorities today ordered the arrest of 82 people, including members of a pro-Kurdish opposition party. The case is tied to violent protests in 2014, when the Syrian Kurdish town of Kobani was under an Islamic State siege. Residents in Turkey's mainly Kurdish southeast, along the Syrian border, had accused the Turkish army of standing by and just letting the siege happen. Ankara says the outlawed militant Kurdistan Workers' Party incited the demonstrations. It also charges the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party, the third largest in Turkey's parliament, with supporting the protests when 36 people died. In Hong Kong, pro-democracy politicians staged a brief protest today in the city's legislature, calling for the release of 12 activists arrested by Chinese authorities at sea last month as they tried to reach Taiwan by boat. Beijing says all 12 are suspected of crimes related to last year's anti-government protests in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. And their detention in the South Chinese city of Shenzhen has ignited a new wave of criticism for Hong Kong's government. The United States has blacklisted several Iranian officials and entities over alleged gross violations of human rights, including sanctions on a judge reportedly involved in the case of an Iranian wrestler, 27-year-old Navid Afkari, who was executed this month. He had been convicted of killing an undercover security guard during political unrest in 2018. Afkari insisted he had been tortured into making a confession. Amnesty International called the execution a travesty of justice. More news online at voanews.com for your listening convenience. There is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.